Scholastic Audio presents The Clockwork Three by Matthew J. Kirby, read by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. The Green Violin. When Giuseppe found the green violin, he did not think it would help him escape. He did not think it would play at all when he spotted it floating in the harbor. It bobbed and bumped around beneath the pier, still in its case, and a satisfied seagull perched on it. Giuseppe shooed the bird away and fished the case out of the water with a long pole. Inside it, he found the most beautiful, most remarkable violin he had ever seen. The varnished wood rippled deeper than green, like river water, and the instrument was dry, the velvet lining only a little damp around the edges. A toothless old woman hovered nearby. She smacked her lips and craned her neck to see what Giuseppe had found. But he closed the case and latched it before she could get a look. He pushed through the other scavengers gathered on the wharf, and his boots beat the pier boards like a drum. Moments later, they clicked on wet cobblestones as he sprinted from the shipyards. He had risked time scrounging the docks because the streets had been generous that day. He had played his old fiddle all morning up at the corner of Dorset Street on the square, and before the sun had even set, he had $1.25 in his pocket for Stefano. He was playing when the first rumors began to flutter around the city like scraps of newspaper. A fine ship, loaded with cargo from France, had wrecked in that terrible storm the previous night, and the waves had flung the flotsam up and